from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning, everybody. It's the G and Ursula Show. What's happening, Ursula?
Oh, well, we've had such a packed show that we have had to push our topic that we will finally get to at 11:30. We've had to push it for 2 hours, but we are going to get to it because I think it's an important conversation. Like, what is an appropriate time for paternity leave?
I know.
And should parental leave be a bigger priority?
Right. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. When dudes, I had a partner the other day, I asked him something and he's like, oh yeah, I can do that. I'm on paternity leave right now. I instantly judged him.
Oh, see, now you're part of the problem. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line is 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO.
I'm just looking at the text line, seeing you and Chef say, oh, sorry, we haven't got bit back to you on the text line. Interesting. All right, let's get to it. Agree to disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, you just got to take off the gloves.
You are so...
I know what's going to come out of your mouth.
I know, what? That was just random.
Those are private conversations, G.
I am random. Somebody told you guys that they were changing the channel, and then you guys are like, oh, sorry. That's hilarious. All right, what we got? I'm random.
All right. From the fine folks at MyNorthwest.com, there's an article on there that gives all of our lovely pet owners tips on how to keep your animal safe in the car, specifically dogs. You can apparently use harnesses that snap into seat belts. Mm-hmm. There are seat belt harnesses. There are crates. There are slings.
Yeah.
If you did not know this, there are like 50,000 more dogs in Seattle than there are children. Ursula, I will ask you first, because you got a dog. Do you have safety apparel for young Scooter? Not so young
Please.
Anymore.
He's not. He's 14, and now he's deaf, sadly. And we don't take him around that much in our car.
Yeah.
But when we do, please don't come after me. I will be honest. I have him in the back. I try to have him down on the floor of the car, not on the seat, so he's not rolling around. But I don't have him strapped, mostly because he would be miserable and he would fight it all the way. And so I just try to make it as comfortable as possible for him. But I realized that if I had to brake suddenly, it would be an issue.
Gee, what do you think about seat belts for animals?
Man, y'all need to let these animals live. I'm not judging you if you don't have your animal in a car seat or an animal in a seat belt. Y'all know what the dogs like to do, Ursula. You know they want you to let the window down and let their face out. And by the way, I'm a sucker for it. I love when I see vehicles roll past me and I see the dog. We outside, baby. And you don't know what the dog is saying, but you know what the dog's thinking. This dog's like, my boy, I've been kept in all day. It feels good to let this air, just let my hair go, and they just.
Yes.
I love it. Don't be putting your dog in the car seat.
This thing goes 60 miles an hour. Let's go chase us down a gazelle. Okay, here's the thing. I don't do this mostly because the only times we have the dog in the car is when we're on vacation.
Yes.
Right? And we have the kids in there. We've got like the tents, the sleeping bags, all of this stuff. So the dog is fitting in wherever the dog can fit in. And there's no real safe way to do that. It's just nudged in there tightly. But honestly, for the number of people who call their dogs their children, right? Like my fur baby, right? I'm shocked that I don't see these more often because I only know maybe one or two people with these. So it's crazy that I don't see these more on the road.
Apparently there are more. Christina Renton just texted in and said, boy, your dog should be seatbelted. Oh. Otherwise, it's an 80-pound projectile in your car. Should you get in an accident?
Christine. It's not even for the dog's safety. It could be yours or the children.
Christine, you're not wrong, okay? And you know what? She's not wrong. And I debated telling my real feelings on this. I thought, no, don't do it, G, because you're going to have people and they're going to be writing in to the bosses saying G is talking about and saying that you should be unsafe with your animal.
The safest thing for your animal is to have them seatbelted or in a crate.
Yeah.
But Scooter hates.
But the safest thing is different than the best thing. And wait, the best thing is for your dog to live a little bit. Ruh-roh.
Okay. Since Scooter is up there in age, and I figure, you know what? If he were going to have health issues, that he would have had him a while back. And I know that I don't have that much longer with him, just to, you know, as he gets higher up there in age. The other day, one of his favorite things is McDonald's French fries.
Oh,
and the other day, I drove.
Yes,
I went through the drive thru. I was like, Scooter, do you want some fries?
Right? I mean, if you ask a dog, if you were to ask your dog right now, okay, look, they tell me not to give you any type of table food or anything because you can live longer. I bet you the dog, or I can give you table food and give you some McDonald's and it might cut your year, you know, your life a year. That dog would be like, sign me up.
No, the way that Scooter follows me like a shadow, like everywhere I go, knowing that there's going to be some kind of morsel coming his way.
See, I can't do that. I can't give the dog like people food, not because I'm worried about our dog's health. She's 14. Her name's Valentine. She's very, very sweet. It's because like she has a tendency to regurgitate human food, or you have other accidents on the carpet. But Christine, I got to push back, because if the reason for strapping your dog in is because it becomes a projectile, well, how many of us have something in the back seat of our car that is unsecured? Because I got all kinds of sports equipment in my car that's apparently going to be a huge projectile. But let's move on, G.
Okay, a bunch of them are texting in right now and saying,
you know what,
seatbelt.
You know, the same
seatbelt for the dog.
The same people that are saying seatbelt for the dogs, which you're not wrong, by the way, would be the same person that shows up to the barbecue and says, I cannot believe there's charcoals that's being used to make this food. Do you know how dangerous the charcoals can be for your food? You're not wrong. You're just no fun.
Well, some of us just want our animals to live. Apparently not us. Okay, G, now it's your turn. From the Washington Post yesterday, how to take your cat outside safely. And the author of this article, aside from, you know, recommending the shots, etc., says, absolutely, you must get a harness and a leash for your cat. And I see these occasionally. What do you think about leashes and harnesses for cats to go on walks, G?
I'm going to ask Lillian if I could get video of her with our cat in a harness and leash trying to walk the cat outside. If it wasn't my wife, I would really talk bad about her. And I think if I see anybody trying to walk their cat on a leash.
How about the cat in the stroller?
Oh, or the cat backpacks? They look like the astronaut space helmet with the round window.
How about this? I can go for the cat backpacks. That's fine. I can go for that.
Okay.
But the leash and the harness deal, trying to walk them as if they're dogs, the cats are telling you, we aren't dogs. That's not how we rock. We don't do things like that. This is not somewhere I need to walk next to you side by side or in front of you. We're not doing that. Don't try to make me a dog. So I'm making fun of anybody, including my wife, that tried to do it. Oh, I don't understand. I read somewhere that if you train them, if you just start them early, they'll keep doing it. And then she got to finally realize that Frankie was like, would you stop? Stop it. I'm not doing that.
I think you actually can, and I think you should. Well, here's the deal. Like, if you're going to let your cat outside, you better have it in a backpack, or you better have it on a leash, because the cats are monsters outside.
You know what sounds miserable for a cat?
What?
A cat in a backpack.
Aren't they pretty independent? Happy. What do you care more about, like the transient happiness of a cat or like the hundreds of birds that it's going to kill in a week?
Yeah.
Come on. You got to think about our native wildlife population.
True. Chef, it's always so exaggerating. One cat does not kill hundreds of birds in a week.
Okay, that might be a bit of a stretch, but billions in the country every year. I kid you not.
You know, by the way, the person that's going to show up to your party that's not fun is Chef. Well, you know, technically, scientifically.
Is that why I never get invited to your parties? I get invited to Ursula's parties.
And by the way, he's a lot of fun. Brings the kids, too.
All right, let's slide across the pond over to France and a football club, Paris FC. Uh-huh. This is the European football, of course. They're doing something really unique in their stadium there. They are making 15,000 out of the 17,000 seats in the stadium completely free.
Yep.
think about this. They're having 2,000 seats that are reserved just for the VIP seats, the box, etc. Opposing fans have to pay, but 15,000 seats free. The reason for it is they say that the vibe that the fans bring to the stadium by having it full is actually a really valuable commodity to the TV watching experience. Also, they note that most people can't afford to watch matches anymore, and they actually want economic diversity. They want to grow their fan base. Gee, do you think that's something that should happen or could happen here?
Absolutely should happen, but it won't happen because we know we're a capitalistic society here in the United States, more so than probably everywhere. If you ask an athlete right now, which fan would they rather have? Would they rather have the fan that's paying a whole bunch of money for those tickets for the game? Or the fan that's like, I'm just happy to be here. I got a friend's ticket. This is my first game I've ever been to in my life. I'm telling you right now, the fan that they want. You make it free for people to go in it, like genuinely love that sport, they're going to go in there and go crazy and have the best time. They're not in the suites taking pictures. Yeah. They're not out there just doing it for the gram. They are actually there. The vast majority of people that I run into at games, man, they're just doing it for the gram. They just showing all. And by the way, I got this new thing too, by the way. I've been noticing people going to Cabo. There's a lot of folks going to Cabo.
Oh, that's been since the beginning of time.
No, but it's crazy. You go to Cabo.
Well, I shouldn't say beginning of time, but since my kids were in high school and junior high, it seemed like every single family in Catholic schools went to Cabo.
You're going to Cabo to do the same things that you do right here. Oh, we went to the Cabo. What'd you do? We were at the pool the entire time. What'd you go to Cabo for? So you can do the same thing. You ate the same things.
Where did Cabo even come into this conversation?
Because I'm crazy.
I mean, I love me some Cabo.
No,
I've been twice.
No. Here's where it comes in at. Because
doing it for the gram.
Doing it for the gram. And we have a lot of sports events that are filled with a lot of people doing it for the gram. And I love the idea. There are some people right now that's listening. You are a huge Seahawk fan, or you are a huge whatever sports fan, but you've never had an opportunity to go to that game.
Yeah.
Some of the best fans are the ones that can't afford to go.
Savor it a lot more because it's not something that you have the opportunity to do on a regular basis. Yeah, maybe at least make the tickets much more affordable, like just a nominal fee versus completely free.
Yeah. I actually think this is a dumb idea, even though I'm bringing it to the show. Because you know what's going to happen with this? Mm-hmm. Is you're going to end up with a lottery system, right? So how do you give out the tickets fairly? Okay, I got four tickets. All right, I'm going to put those up on StubHub. You're just going to create a secondary market where these get resold again. If it was something like the Seahawks, right? I think the problem is in Europe, because of TV, a lot of teams can't fill their stands. You see it happen in Major League Baseball. So I could see it working out for like baseball teams. If you want to have a vibe, no problem.
It'd be easy. You know how you figure it out, Ursula?
What's that?
First come, first serve.
Ah.
Oh, I woke up at 3:00 in the morning. Oh, what you doing? Oh, I'm waiting to get in. Yep.
Yeah, and you know,
but there are some people who can do that because they don't have to work. Let's just say, and that would eliminate
equity into this.
And then again, that would eliminate a lot. That's why I would say make it much more affordable. Don't just do it a full giveaway.
Somebody has to pay for it. Nothing's free. All right, Ursula, this one is for you. Apparently, Scrabble has released a new, less competitive version of the game because it's such an intimidating board game for people to play these days. In this version, they're going to have cards that provide you with help, prompts, and clues.
No.
According to your challenge level.
What?
You have to complete 20.
Is this basically like the dumbing down?
Yeah, dumbing down of Scrabble.
Can
you come to me first?
Yeah.
Because don't go to Ursula. And let me tell you why you don't go to Ursula. And
that's her game.
It is my game. No one likes to play Scrabble with me. I'll just say no one in my family.
For the Ursulas out here,
yeah.
For all of you that love Scrabble, mm-hmm. I wanna share something with you. Because you love Scrabble so much, and Ursula, you said it. Because you love it so much, that's why nobody wants to play with you. Nobody wants to play Scrabble with people where Scrabble is their favorite game. I want to play with someone, me, I'm talking about me. I want to play with somebody who's like, hey, man, you ever played Scrabble? Yeah, like once or twice. I want to play with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to play with Ursula. It's no fun.
What ends up happening is then they keep turning their tiles and having me look at the tiles to come up with it. Then I'm like doing everyone's words.
Ursula, playing Scrabble with you would be like Michael Jordan dunking on a four-year-old.
No, I'm not that good.
Of course you are. Your writing is excellent.
Anyway, there's no need to do that.
Yes,
I mean, unless...
apparently, Scrabble is now dying because they need to do this. And Americans have trouble with vocabulary.
You know what I'm not? DEI
is the reason for Scrabble going away.
You know what I'm not good at, which would be a surprise, but I'm not good at Trivial Pursuit. You would think that those little factoids.
It's the pressure of it, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see the anxiety ramping up with you.
I can close my eyes and just envision a game where Ursula's like, gee, that's not a word.
or you got the spelling
incorrect.
It is where
I come from, Ursula.
Fenster. Gee, that's not a word. Yes, it is. What are you fenced to do?
You're funny. I love it.
And how about that?
Something on my bucket list.
Huh?
I need to compete on Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's going to happen.
You'd be glorious. Post-Pat Sajak, perhaps.
Nathan in Olympia says, use it in a sentence. I'm telling you right now. Every word that I put down, I'm going to use it in a sentence.
G gets a 7-letter word score for Fridays.
All right. Finally. Only on the G and Ursula Show do we tease something for 9:30. Then we're supposed to talk about it at 10. And I think 10:30 was the time. But we're going to talk about it now. We're going to talk about paternity leave and how one baseball player actually took a little break, came back, and was on fire. Talk about that next. G and Ursula.
This is the G and Ursula Show. It is our Wednesday morning edition. And think back to when your kids were first born. Did you take any kind of, I was going to say, did you take paternity leave? You were self-employed. So did you take,
No.
Yeah, okay. Because you said that you judge when someone told you that.
I do.
And why do you judge?
What are you doing?
Okay, the reason we're talking about this is Seattle Mariners first baseman, Ty France, is now a first-time dad.
I call him Tyrone.
Tyrone, okay.
And but his real name is Ty, everyone. Yeah, okay.
So he and his wife Maggie welcomed a baby boy named Luca on Saturday, and he was there for the delivery.
Yeah.
What you might not realize is that baseball players get 72 hours of paternity leave, so... He probably didn't get a whole lot of sleep, and he, after those 72 hours, went back onto a plane, took a nap, showed up to play in Toronto on Monday. And Major League Baseball is actually the only professional sport that allows paid paternity leave. So the NFL, NBA, NHL, they do not have that. So let's talk about that first. That's just par for the course because, I mean, obviously – Yeah. You're in this profession.
Yeah,
you have a very limited amount of time that you could be
Nobody, hey, how come this player isn't playing in the playoffs or the championship game?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on paternity leave. He won't be back. That's not happening.
Yeah, the sports ball's bigger than
obviously.
Kids.
No, when it comes to this, you know that going in. You know that you're the sports type of deal.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the question that I asked, though.
Yeah.
Why did you chuckle when it came to...
Because I still judge it. All right, I'm going to say something. Look, you know... I ain't trying to be on everybody's side. Sometimes you just got to say what you feel. And this is how I feel. When I hear my partner the other day, 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, I can show you the text message. He says, oh, yeah, I can do that. I'm on paternity leave. I instantly judged him. And I'm just thinking, like, what is, in the state of Washington, what's paternity leave? 6 weeks?
No, 12.
Actually 12. 12. Up to 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Between both, right? Both parents get 12 weeks.
Yep.
I believe that you should split it up. Get six and six and six.
That's good for you, G. Oh, he's going for the rights of the worker, right?
I just think everybody getting 12 weeks paid.
Until you can give birth and understand what that whole process is and being able to,
she should get 12.
I'm sorry.
Whoever gives birth, I think, call me crazy. I think the person who gave birth is more important than the contributor. Right? The person who contributed. The donor. That's right. The dad. I think that the woman is more important in that situation.
Okay.
The dad doesn't need 12 weeks, Ursula. Sorry.
Okay, but hold on. You are assuming that I don't know that they need 12 weeks.
Oh, so you agree with me.
I would go with Ethan. I would be happy if someone could take 6 weeks or 8 weeks. But those first few weeks are critical when it comes to not just the bonding that you have with that child, which, again, how often do we talk about needing that strong family foundation? And it starts from day one. But the fact that your partner who just gave birth could use a break, too.
No doubt. But not 12 weeks, because I think you agree with me. I can see it. I can see it on you, Ursula. You can't lie. You can't lie. You don't agree with the male paternity getting 12 weeks paid.
I think it depends. I think you can get up to 12 weeks. The thing that I might
12.
Not, I might
Y'all
not
are
agree
still
with.
Bitter, aren't you? I can hear it. You're having a proxy conversation.
Ursula. She wants to disagree with me so bad, but she can't because it's in her soul. And when I say things like, I judge a man saying, 12 weeks, I judge you.
Well, I think it depends on, again, the situation. And I say that because, for example, if your wife had a really tough pregnancy or is dealing with postpartum or whatever, and you need to be there up to 12 weeks, 12 weeks might not be enough. So if she needs support or if there is, so I like that you have up to 12 weeks. What I guess I don't like is that people will use those 12 weeks whether or not they actually need those 12 weeks.
Going on vacations. Like, hey, baby, I'll see you later. I'm going to go visit. I'm going guys trips. We going hunting. Yeah. We going fishing. We going to do all those things. Bro, you could have been at work. And I know I am not. See, you know what? At first.
Let's let the person who
took 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Took 12 weeks. Give the counterpoint. Because I think there's a good counterpoint.
There is a good counterpoint. Okay, boomers. That's all I got. I mean, seriously, like.
Okay, we didn't have to go into ageism.
Listen to this. I mean, we have no balanced family life in this country. Both parents have to work jobs, right? So you can look nostalgically back on the times when mom was staying home and she got all the time with the kids. But the simple fact is we work way more than we used to. We don't make as much. We don't even have mandated vacation in this country. And you guys are trying to argue against one of the best family benefits that's ever happened in this state. Like, honestly, Ursula, if your son has a child, your grandchild, right? Are you going to look at him at like week six and be like, oh, gosh, Steven or Eric, get your butt back to work? No, you're going to think it's amazing because you're going to watch the relationship that he builds with that child and more importantly, builds with his partner. That's incredibly important. We need more policies in this country that support families, not less. And, G, just because you had to pay off your college tuition loan doesn't mean that the kids these days should have to.
Wait.
You just did
a Cabo thing.
No, because G's argument about the college loan forgiveness is just because you had to suffer doesn't mean the next generation has to.
I'm not asking y'all to suffer. What I'm saying is, as a matter of fact, I thought I was going to be in trouble by the text line. I find out that Ursula, a lot of you all agree with me. I'm not the only one that looks. I'm sorry, Steve, Fred, Frank, Ben. 12 weeks paid for you to do what you're doing.
G,
a lot of times you're not even doing enough.
Lithuania can do this, right? Like the economic powerhouse of Lithuania or Ecuador.
Yeah, Japan,
can provide
Sweden, Estonia.
You know what?
They
we
all
can.
Have better.
Yeah.
What
is wrong with you?
Go ahead, Ursula. What you got? I'm glad you agree with me, girl.
I don't agree with you entirely. like I said,
but you kind of do.
I don't think that you should come back within 3 days. I think that you should have at least several weeks, even a month. But I think if you now
that's
extend,
4 weeks.
Yeah, you know, if you're doing it and it stretches out, let's just say over a year, that doesn't make sense to me.
I did that.
I know.
Well, okay. Let's do a little math here. Because in 3 years of working here, right, I'd get 2 weeks of vacation. In 3 years, you get five. You have 12 extra weeks off that I don't. And I understand seniority.
Hold it.
I understand seniority, yes. But I'm also never going to get 5 weeks because that's never going to be a policy at this company again. You should not have 5 weeks of vacation. That's too much. Too much vacation, Ursula.
So what about
too much?
What about the person that chooses not to? Go ahead.
Talking over doesn't make your argument correct. and so I will just say that I started off with only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I started exactly. Yeah. The only difference between
you and
me.
We have transient careers.
Yeah, exactly. The only difference between you and me is that
time.
I've been here 36 years.
Can I one last point to make? I want to speak on behalf of those out here who don't have kids. Hear me out for a second. Uh-huh. The people out here that don't have kids always get the short end of the stick. Uh-uh. Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry. Charles can't work this shift because Charles has to do something with the kids. But because this person's single, right, and has no kids, it's always them that are being asked to work. So if it's a tie, right, if there's a seniority tie, the person with kids usually gets to get off. So you guys know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The people with no kids get punished. And there's
people with no kids, do their parents ever get cancer? Do they ever get leukemia? Right? Like this is what family leave is about. It's not just about kids. Like life happens and we need time away
from
work.
I'm not going to let you bring in other, like, come on. We're not talking about cancer or anything like that.
That's
we're talking
literally
about
what the program
I'm talking
is.
About this particular topic of people with no kids always get the short end of the stick with
Thanks
people
for
that have kids
your social security.
That love to, Ursula, you've seen people abuse it. Oh, my child
I
has
have. This
baseball.
This is getting out of control though.
All right. Text messages, feedback. Ursula's worse to live by. It's G and Ursula. One of my favorite shows in a long time, Ursula. I'm not even exaggerating.
We're all over the map.
If you're someone, and probably the ratings show, right, that the majority of people don't listen the entire 3 hours. But some of you do because you're driving or you're working while listening. If you got to listen to all 3 hours of today, you were on an emotional roller coaster.
Because we were.
I mean,
there were things coming out that you can tell that maybe should have come out off
in
the air.
In therapy? group therapy?
But the thing is, we do have those things. Like, there's topics that I get off my chest during the pre-show, and then I don't bring them to the regular show because I've already said them. But today's show, they came out today.
Yeah, they did.
All right, Ursula.
Oh, boy.
What do you got for us?
Okay, let's start off with the... The last topic, which is family leave.
Oh, boy.
206 says, and we're seeing this cold, so we haven't had a chance to preview. 206 says, people with healthy parents get the short end of the stick. They never get to take time off work to help their unailing parents. Same when, God forbid, people take bereavement. I don't get to take days off because everyone I know is alive. See how ridiculous this sounds?
They're making a sarcastic case. Yes, I know.
Rick says, how many wives really want their husbands around that much? 1 week at the most. Hey, Rick, real quick.
Wrong.
Let me turn it around, Rick. How many husbands want to really spend 12 weeks at home?
I don't understand why some of you are married.
This might explain why you're on number three. Oh my gosh, we have really gone off the rails. Okay, 206 says, fathers don't need 12 weeks off unless they are Mr. Mom.
Okay.
Yeah, or they make buttons for their jackets. 541 says, my problem with parental leave is that it doesn't have to be taken all at once. Take a month taking a month at the birth and saving the other 2 months for summer vacations is just wrong. Wow.
Chef, wow.
Any comment on that?
I enjoyed my summer.
Yeah, you did. So after a while, I think she at one point said, is Alice in preschool yet? Okay, the UW...
Dang.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to a very serious topic. UW football player arrested and charged with two rapes. He did play in the national championship game after the allegations were made public. Kevin in Seattle says, why did it take so long for him to be arrested? Is it possible that they waited because he hadn't been charged?
Can you go with the next one?
Sean in Parkland says, was he charged, only accused? I don't know about punishing people for things they're only accused of. We all celebrate Kobe Bryant, right?
Ooh. Lori in Lakewood says the two women met up with this unknown man in their apartments, not a public place.
I don't know if that has anything to do with anything.
It's a word of warning.
You know, Ursula, you and I, one thing I love about you is that I love how you'll come out and you'll admit, like, on certain topics, you'll come around on something. I've been telling you for a long time, college football has a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say that, I mean that. A lot of problems. But it gets masked because there's so much money that's involved with it.
And that's disgusting.
The connections that fans have to these teams aren't what's really going on with the players, are based on wins and losses.
Mm.
All right, my friend. It's time for Your Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms. Help us out, Ursula. What we got?
Well, I love this. And I guess maybe it was just because we had such a fun time during the show today.
Yeah.
Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life. Why not start today?
Well, you know, Ursula, that's good stuff. And you know what I know I love?
What's that?
When we first started the show, and like if the show got off the rails.
Oh my gosh.
Ursula would just be so worried. Like,
I'd be sweating bullets.
We can't do this. We have to get real serious, and we got to make sure. We got to get the news. And now, if you look at our show, and by the way, make sure you check out the podcast at the end of the show, because it's...
I still get the news in. We get the news
in. That's my point. Then you have news. Like, you basically, we've given you your vegetables. All we did is put cheese on it. Everything is better with cheese.
Oh, my
Thanks,
gosh.
Ursula.
Thank you.
Chef, what you gonna do the rest of the day, bruh?
I don't know. Talk to Gabby about maybe if we can have another child. I need some more vacation.
Somebody just texted in and said they're in their 60s.
I'm kidding.
And they're thinking about having another kid so they can get the 12-week paternity leave.
You know what? It works for adoptions too. Go for it. You know, there's a lot of kids out there. You need parents.
All right. Hey, Frank, good job. By the way, I want you to let you know, Frank, that during the break, one of these times, I went and raved about you to the bosses. Now, just so you know, the bosses don't listen to anything I say at all. Trust me. Well, kind of. But anyway, they don't listen. But I just wanted to tell you how good of a job you do, Frank. Thank you
for putting a good word in. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. Like I said, they don't listen to me. They don't.
You could have ended on a positive note. They actually do listen to you.
But they won't.
But this is kind of part of your shtick, is that...
It's kind of real, though, ain't it? Yeah.
Okay, I'll go and talk to him. Okay, tell him that Frank's doing a great job.
The Jack and Spike Show, they're coming up next. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.